Blog Talk Radio.
Yahuwah, Ori, Weishai, Nimi, Ira, Yahuwah, Maoz, Chayai, Nimi, Efchad, Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra, Wechaneni, Wa, Enaini. Shema Yahuwah Koli Ekra Wi Chaneni Wa Enaini Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lit Dawid of David. Lit Dawid. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, Mizmor Kaf Zain. Psalm XXVII. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. Wahaya or Yisrael Eish Ua Kedosho Le Lahava Lahava Lahava. And the light of Israel shall be Wahaya or Yisrael for a fire Le Eish, and his Holy One U Kedosho. Ukadosho, and his Kadosho, and his Holy One, Ukadosho, Li Lahava, Li Lahava, Li Lahava, Li Lahava, for a flame. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17. In the world's use, when a man carries about the light of a lamp inside Beito, inside his house, can he say, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp, but such and such a man who is my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, can limit the use of his light, since he created the light in the Olam Hava, in the age to come. Harasha, the ratchet, the wicked, will not be able to see his light. As is said, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be put out. Or tzadikim yismach, v'ner rishaim yidak. Psalm 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoices. Or tzadikim Yismach, but the lamp, v'ner rishaim, the lamp of the ratchet of the wicked, yid'ak, shall be put out. Scripture says elsewhere, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light, and Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Vayomer Elohim, Yehi or, Vayehi or. And Elohim said, let there be light. Vayomer Elohim. And Elohim said, Yehi or, let there be light. Why Yehi or, and there was or, and there was light. Vayar Elohim et ha'or ki tov, And Elohim saw the light. Wayare Elohim et Haor. 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 Saw the light that it was good. Ki to for good. Good. Ki to. Wayavadel Elohim veina Haor uvein ha choshek. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Vayavadel Elohim. Vayavadel Elohim. And Elohim divided veina Haor, the light, uvein ha choshek, from the choshek. As to the meaning of the latter word, there is a difference of opinion. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simeon maintained that Elohim divided the light for his own use, just like a king, a melech, a negus, even negus and neges, who, upon seeing a good portion, says, quote, "This portion shall be mine." Even so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of Set Apart One, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, created His universe, His universe, and created the Great Light, He said, "Except for Me, except for I, no creature shall be free to make use of this light." And thus, like this, Scripture says in Daniel, in Daniel 2:22, "The light dwelleth with him." The light dwelleth with him. Unhora aimeha sherei. Unhora aimeha sherei. The light dwelleth with him. Unhora. The light, unhora, aimeh, sherei, dwelleth with him. Rav Adin Halewi, the Levite, said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, took Haor, the light, and covered himself with it, as though it were a garment, and illumined his universe, his universe, with it. Hence, here it is said in Psalm 104, verse 2, "He covered himself with light as with a garment." Od e'or kasamla, 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 kasamla. He covered himself with light as with a garment. Who? He who covereth with light as a garment. Oteh or kasamla. 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 With a garment. But the rabbis, the Rebbeinites, they maintain that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, set aside Haor, the light, for the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the age to come, like a melech, like a king, like a negus, even negus neges, who has a good portion, and says, "This portion shall be for my son." Thus, like this, the scripture says in Psalm 97:11, "Light is sown for the righteous." For the righteous. For the righteous. Or zara, or zara, laz adi, light is sown, or zara, zara, sown, or light, or zara, laz ad, laz ad, laz ad, laz ad, laz ad, laz ad, for the adi, for the righteous. David asked HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, bless thee, he, bless thee, bless thee, bless thee, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, of the Iniverse, when will the light come? Ha Elohim replied, when the time, the hour of redemption comes and Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is rebuilt, I shall make the light come, saying to Israel, arise, saying to Israel, arise, arise, shine, for thy light is come, Kumi, Ori, Kiva, Orek, Umi, arise, Ori, arise, shine, illuminate, Ori, Umi, Ori, Kiva, Orek, speaking to She, to Israel, arise, shine, for thy light is come, in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, in Isaiah 60:1. Umi, Ori, Kiva, Orek, as for nations, as for the Goyim, the heathen, the Gentile, the international community, as for the nations, the Goyim of Haaretz, of the earth, the earthly plain, for them, the light shall be made into darkness, as is said in Yeshayah, in Isaiah 10:17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his sheep and his shamir in one day. Wahaya or Israel, Le'esh Ua kedosho li lahava Ua va era we akalaha si shito shito usha miro beyond ahad ahad ahad. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire. Rahaya or Israel leish. And his Holy One, his Isla One, his set apart one, and his Holy One for a flame. Ukedosho le lahava. And it shall burn and devour his sheep and his shamir in one day. Uva era, uva era, uba era, we. Akla Shito Ua Shemiro Beyom Echad in one day. Beyom Echad, who are referred to in the phrase his sheep or Shito Shito We Akla Shito Ua Shemiro. So who are referred to in the phrase sheet, Shito, and his Shamir, Shemiro? Those officials of the nations, of the international community of Hagoyim, who maintain themselves in luxury. KJV reads, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns, Shito, and his briars, Shemiro, in one day, Beyom Echad. David said to Elohim, show us light from that light, as is said, the Lord is God, and let him show us light, in Psalm 118:27. El Yahuwah Wayaer Lanu El true good, true God, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, is El, El, Yahuwah, Y-Yair Lanu, and let him, may he show us, may he shew us light. El is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, who have shewed us, I light. El Yahuwah, Y-Yair Lanu, Y-Yair Lanu. Elohim replied, as thou livest, I shall make the light come to Israel, and make a darkness come to Goyim, to the Goyim of the earth, to the heathen, to the nations of the earth, as scripture says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahuwah Jehovah is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahuwah Jehovah will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. According to Isaiah, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 2. Umi. Uri kiva orek ukavodi Yahuwah alayich zarach ki hine ha hosheka yikase eret wa erasela leumima we alayich zizarach Yahuwah ukavodo alayich ye rae. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Umi, ori, kiva, orek, and the glory of Jehovah, and the glory of he who be, who he be, is risen upon thee. I, ukavod, Yahuwah. Alayik Zarah. For behold, look and see. Ki hine. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Ha Hoshek. Yikase Eret. Shall cover the Eret. Ha Hoshek. Yikaseh heret shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. Wa erasel aleumim, and the erasel, wa erasel aleumim, and gross darkness the peoples. But Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, upon thee, Alayik Yizrach Yahuwah Ukavodo Alayik Yerae, in Shia Isaiah 60:1-2. One may marvel at this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given the world an instance of such a thing, of such a thing, such a thing in Exodus, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22-23. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim and all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another. They saw not one another. Neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light. Vayeta Moshe et yado al hashemayim. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. Wayeta Moshe et yado al hashemayi. Wayehi Hosheka E Fela Kekola Eret Anitrai She Losheta Yami. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayi 3 days. Wayehi Hosheka E Fela E Fela Hoshek, Hosheka Efela, thick darkness. Hosheka Efela, they call Eretz in all the land, Mitzrayim of Egypt. Shilosheta Yamin, 3 days. Shiloshet Yamin, they saw not one another. Lo Rau, Isha Eta Achio. And they saw not Ish Eta Achio. They saw not man, his brother. Lo Rao. Lo Rao. They saw not seeing. Lo Rao. Isha Eta Achio. Will Lo Akamu Isha Mia Tachitayo. Neither rose any from his place. Willo kamu ish miyatachitayo shilosheta yamin for shilosheta yamin for 3 days. O lekola b'nei Yisrael hayaora de moshavotam de moshavotam. But the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, all, ul kol B'nai, all of the sons, ul kol B'nai Yisrael, hayaor, had light, there was light, hayaor, there was light, hayaor, there, Moshe Votam. There are Moshe Votam, in there, dwelling. Had light in there, dwelling. What does one find the scripture saying of the time of the Iowa when the Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians were pursuing the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael, of Israel, and there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it illumination. Exodus chapter 14, verse 20. Wayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael wayehia he'anana wehachoshek wayaer eta ha'laila ulloa karava ze il ze kola ha'laila kol ha'laila kol ha'laila. And the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. Wayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light. And there was the cloud, Wayehi Ha'anan, we ha'choshek. Wayihi, ha'anan, we ha'choshek. And there was the cloud, ha'anan, and the darkness, we ha'choshek, we ha'choshek. And the choshek yet gave it light. Wayaer, 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 yet gave it light. But if the pillar of cloud was there, how could darkness be there? Or if darkness was there, how could the pillar of cloud be there? Rav Hoshaya explained that the pillar of cloud had two faces, a face of light for the children of Israel, and a face of darkness for the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians. And so David said, I shall sing a song, a mizmor, concerning Elohim, the true good, the true God's light, concerning Elohim's illumination. As is said, Lidawi, Yahuwah Ori, Wishai, Nira Yahuwah, Maoz Achayai, Nimiya, Eschad, 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 Eschad. As it is said, a psalm of David, Le Dawi, Yahuwah Ori, Jehovah is Ori, is my light. We Yishai, and Yishai, and my salvation, and my Yeshua.
Been getting on me all day, but my feet got sores, and I ain't getting the proper rest sleeping next to dogs when they bark all night long. My fingertips is bleeding from them thorns picking cotton, and my brother's in the house, he's spoiled rotten. Yeah, he the product of my mama, but he's the seed of the plant owner, the one who hung my father, and he I am the honor, but inside I want to slaughter, full of rage. A nightmare I can't explain. Would write it down, but I can't even write my name. Oh, freedom, bring joy, my pain. Now do I pray to God or the conjurer? Seen others die from escape plans they conjured up. Sitting on the plantation, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place, let me free so I can find my way. The sores won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen. On a truck, and if it wasn't for my trade, it would be us. I'm staring at my mother in the line, and it's for the last time, and I know it in my mind, but I can't let them see me cry, cause I've seen another man do it, and he's no longer alive. The orchestra is playing, you can see the fear amongst them, they wear it on their faces, heart racing. They awake me in the dawn, they beating me, kicking me, put numbers on my arm, but I'm strong. I have to be, because I'm never leaving. Will I die by the bullet, or cause I haven't eaten? Forsaken by my God, so I feel. Cause if he heard us in Egypt, why can't he hear us here? After concentration, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place, let me free so I can find my way. The stars won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Thank you. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all of our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meats, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
I'm on the run, stronger than ever. Put the heart.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak?
Come. So some things old, some things new, bringing out the treasuries here, audible, for the first of this double portion.
For this, double portion. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Because Gentile, Western, Gentile, counterfeit Christian mind, a lot of these things are extremely confused. So here in our studies, let's go through couple of basics. First of all, let's get an overview here. So here we pick up here with the Monday podcast, the Rastafari podcast here on this second day. I'd like to emphasize this is the second day, the first Babylon working weekday.
Okay. Let's put this in perspective right here. Here's an audible. We didn't make it evergreen. So yes, it was recorded previously, but here we have a double portion. This gives a good synopsis, an overview. It's the first of the second. The double portion, the first of the two, you know, Torah readings and feedings here. Yes, sir.
We have this Torah reading and feeding here, Tazria. Now, Zara, like seed, and Zer, Yerzer, Tazria, if she conceives seed, right? Or when she, when she conceives seed. So we call this the law of the mothership, or one might say motherhood, but you know, it's the good ship, mothership, yes? So our Torah reading and feeding here, John's direction instructions here in this Shabuah, it continues the discussion, the reasoning on what is known as the Torot. Torot is the plural of Torah. Now, Torah, many people would say, well, that basically is law. That's in the Western Gentile translation, and in a general sense, sort of. But actually, the word Torah means direction, instruction, coming from the Hebrew yara. Yara means like point the finger. Yara is like to aim, to point the finger. So this is why the more better translation into the English of Torah is direction, instructions. So overall, we have the five books of Moshe. We have the Torah, the direction. But then in the direction, we have directions, instructions on different particular matters for Jah people. So here we continuing in the reasoning of the Torah, the directions, instructions concerning purity and impurity that actually began with the 26th, the previous sabbatical study that was called Tzav or Tzau. Tzau, command, modern Hebrew, they'll say Tzav. Ancient pointing, Tzau, Afro-Shemitic pointing. So here, in this 27th, here it speaks concerning a new mother, a new potential matriarch, right, is regarded, right, as Nida. Now, to explain as best as we can some of these basics right here, because some might read the part where it's talk about a woman and her infirmity based on the translation, so forth and so on, say, oh, look, woo, it's sexist against a woman. That's the Western Gentile counterfeit Christian mind. But as you actually study the Hebrew, you recognize it's speaking about whether man or woman, but it begins off right here with the mother, the significance of the mother, the matrix, that door that most of I and I in the true way would enter in through a mother. So the mother, the new mother in that state is regarded as Nida. Nida in the Hebrew concerns a menstruant woman, a woman in blood or bleeding, right? Now this is considered Tameh. The Hebrew word is Tameh. Sounds a little like another word in English, contaminated, Tameh. And Tameh means impure. Now this is impure. The impure here is strictly regarding the sanctuary. Let's check this right here, regarding the holy place. It begins off, of course, with the mother, but then it continues here, usually these two Torah portions, Mitzora, and Tazria, usually in usual years, are connected, right? Like a double portion. But since this is a lunar leap year right here, we read it and study it separately. So here we're studying Tazria separately from the usual connective double portion, Mitzora. Now, Mitzora often is translated as a leper, but actually it's more better one skin diseased. And Hebraically, a Mitzora or a leper or one skin disease, the idea in the Hebrew is the Motzi Ra'a. Motzi, two words coming together. Right, Hebrew etymology and point of reference from ancient days. If you understand the Hebrew, it's like English, you know, like in different, you know, ways we say certain things, and it can have like two kind of meanings if you say it like this. So Mitzora is leper, right, or one skin disease, and a motzi is one who brings something, one who brings, and ra, right? Ra is often translated as evil. But the word evil in the Hebrew has a sense of something that's evil, something that is hurtful, something that's unkind. You know, something that's evil, hurtful, unkind. So there's kind of different context depends on how it is, you know, the context of what we're reading. So here, the motzi ra'a in the sense of the mitzora is one who brings forth evil, because it's the ancient thought, and I think there's some thing to this, and we should think and reason on it, that words sound and power, right? Everything is created through word. So one who brings forth like evil, hurtful, unkind, bad, like bad mind and bad speech, that there's a consequence to that. So in the ancients, one of the consequences to that was connected Hebraically with skin disease. It's like our skin is our covering. So that word, sound, and power, right, has a reflective on our covering. You know what I mean? So I'm just bringing that out so one can understand the context of this, and hopefully other matters will become clear. So a new mother is regarded as Nida, or a menstruant woman, and is considered Tameh, right, impure regarding the sanctuary. Now, it's not just for a woman, so all these wannabe sexist, femaleists or feminists need to step back and understand and study this, because if you read on in this chapter and even the next chapter, it speaks about men. It speaks about whether a man or a woman. But of course, to whom more is given, more is required. So therefore, if we look at the laws of impurity, there are more laws that require and pertain to men. If a man is bleeding, if a man just had sexual intercourse, right, or he's, you know, like some liquid is flowing as it should not flow. Even a runny nose is very questionable. Now, why I say this here is because we're looking at the book of Leviticus, and Leviticus is the handbook of the priests. So we have to recognize, well, who, what, where, why, when, who is being spoken to right here, right? Because remember that now with Leviticus, it is only the sons of Aaron and Aaron that perform the priestly rites. Before Leviticus and the Egel Masecha, before the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, all of the firstborn sons of Israel, as among other people, could offer sacrifices for their family. As we have Abraham, we have Yitzhak and Yaakov, there was not a particular place, there was not a particular, you know, one can almost pray or worship anywhere. But now, with John now birthing out this nation, Yisrael, and due to the uckery, the apostasy, the breaking of the covenant with the molten calf, when the Israelites, in waiting for Moshe, went back to their, you know, John took the children of Israel out of Canaan, out of Egypt, but couldn't take the Canaan or Egypt out of them. It's just like analogy of this is like we're here in this Western Gentile world and we're looking forward to going to our own land. But then as we're traveling through the wilderness, some might revert to the old practices that they was used to. This is what happened with the children of Israel. But the bad thing is this, they had already come into a covenant, especially the sons of Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, children of Israel. Translation usually is specifying the sons of Israel. Why? Because to whom more is given, more is required. That's why John says he will visit the iniquity, right, of the fathers upon the children, specifically in the Hebrew, upon the son. So the real reading would be he would visit the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarch, right, upon the sons, to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate him. So in other words, if we continue in the bad ways of our patriarch's mind, this is to the mind them, then we bring not only on I and I selves and I and I children, but also on I and I family consequences. I emphasize that because some would like to get into this nowadays unisex thing, and they'll say, well, when it says right here the fathers, it's saying fathers and mothers. No, it's specifically saying fathers for a reason. Like it specifically says here in this 27th sabbatical study, a new mother. It begins off with the mother, right? And it's saying that regarding the sanctuary, in other words, during this period of time, she cannot enter into the sanctuary because she was tamei. In the same way, if a man had an issue, you got an issue you need tissue for, you could not enter into the sanctuary. If you're a priest or you're serving, you have to first, like, you know, be clean before you can serve chaverim. You know what I'm saying? So this is the context of the clean and the unclean. Right? You know, the clean, and if she's at home and, you know, well, there's something she needs to do if a person is sick, but they need to get better. But during that time, they could not enter into the sanctuary. So the whole clean and the unclean with regard to one having an issue. An issue, something, you know, a woman during menstruation is bleeding. If a man has a bleeding, in the same way a woman has a bleeding, a man can have those. And when we look for the Torah instruction, it goes into verse by verse by verse. But this one area here does focus on the mother, because the mother is very, very important. You know what I mean? You should know what I mean, the mother, the door into this world, right? So regarding the sanctuary, just to emphasize the impure, impurity, these words that I use, clean and unclean, there's a context to it. So regarding the sanctuary, that new mother could not enter into the sanctuary for at least 40 days if she had a boy child or a male child, or 80 days if she had a girl child. Now, the people who think and have been made to be like Eve, that, oh, the Bible was sexist, they don't even understand that these things have been put to the test here, and it's found out. Even I went through a kind of a, not a completely scientific, but I did go get the knowledge, the sciencia, from certain mothers, you know, who have had boy children, male children, and female children. And interestingly enough, I found out that some of the science that I had read about is true, that it takes more out of a woman, those mothers who've had children when they had a girl child, this whole like and like thing, she's female and she has a female child, it took her longer time to recover. A few mothers had testified, and this is after I'd done some study on this, you know, said, is this just arbitrary, just saying more for a woman because a woman is a woman? And then it was found out that some had put this to the test and found out that amazingly, it does take more on average for a woman to recover from having a girl child than a male child. Just something about the nature of things. So looking at this in the Torah is very interesting, and we'll be glad to share some of the research, and no doubt others have done their investigations on this. So it was not just arbitrary. It might seem like, you know, less was given to the male but more to the female because, see, that's sexist. But then, based on scientific research, it has been proven that it takes more time for a woman can recover, like her strength, you know, after childbirth and that whole period of giving birth, can recover more or less to herself sooner after a male child. It's almost like the male child being male, you know, and expressing as male was all contained. But the girl child, it's like and like, you know, she's female, like mother, like daughter, in a sense. So it takes more out of the woman, right? Let's go on. On the eighth day of life, a boy must be circumcised. So according to the Hebrew and the Levitical prescription here, but based on the Torah, the boy child, the male child, must be circumcised. After the mother's period of, we call this more better, ritual impurity, just in the same sense that if a man has an issue, you know, if a man just had intercourse and now he wants to go a couple of minutes, hours, whatever, no, he cannot, because he is unclean. So he cannot enter in the same way, right, into the holy court. So on the eighth day of a boy's life, a male child's life, he must be circumcised. We also need to discuss ancient circumcision from the butchering that is done nowadays. There is a big difference, but we'll get into that. Let's make a note of that as well. Right? Is all circumcision the same circumcision? Is circumcision nowadays like real biblical circumcision? Was skin cut off or was a cord cut? Just as you graft plants, if you know about grafting. But anyway, after the mother's period of ritual, you could say impurity, had ended, she was required to bring a yearling sheep as an olah, as a burnt offering, a holocaust, a consumption offering, and a dove for a chatat, right, for a sin and ukri offering. Now, if she is poor, two doves suffice for both offerings. So therefore, if one was able to afford and had sheep and had cattle, well, she would bring a sheep, right, and a dove. But if she was poor, it was only required to bring two doves suffice for the offerings. Now, this is interesting too. This means that one had to give from what they had. And if they did not have, therefore, for those who had less, a lesser, proper, but lesser offering could be accepted. This is an interesting reasonment as well. Another reasonment within the reasonment is that, well, since people say that, well, you know, having a child is a gift and all that, you know, like it is a gift, but, you know, people have their ways they look at it. Well, why was there a sin offering, a burnt offering and a sin offering? Question mark. But the portion here, next it describes certain afflictions, most dangerous diseases, right, collectively called tsara'at, right, collectively called. Now, some would bring this out as leprosy. So in the KJV and other Bibles, this is leprosy, but a little better, we'll get into that just now. So the tsara'at, it caused the affected person or the affected thing to be both ritually tameh, or ritually impure, and in a state of uncleanness, and the word here is tuma, right? Note that tsara'at is not to be identified, or should not, as we really study it, with what is called today leprosy, as some English translations. So there's many English translations that would call it leprosy. But yet if you do any study on, well, what is Hansen's disease today, they call it Hansen's disease today, and what is the description of tsara'at or the metzora scripturally, it's not quite the same. But since the symptoms of tsara'at included not just the afflicted person's skin, but sometimes his or her, but his clothes, his pottery, the pottery vessels, as well as his house. So whatever this was that is better described as skin disease, not only affected the person's skin, but also could affect, it's like almost like contagious. It's like they had CDC. This is like the ancient kind of CDC prescriptions, right? Sometimes his clothes, his property vessels, as well as his residence or the house. So they could be tsara'at, this type of, quote, leprosy, end quote, in a house. Do we see this today? So is it the same thing? We say not, and we just want to make a point to ones and ones that put a strong question mark around leprosy and just do a little research. What is the disease being identified here in the Torah? And then look up leprosy today. And what they call leprosy today. It's not quite. In a sense, the leprosy here had an element of vitiligo, what was called vitiligo. And vitiligo, scientifically speaking, is a nuance. Yes, it can be considered a disease in that sense. It's a disease. However, it's not quite the same thing, right, as Hansen's, what's known as Hansen's disease and commonly is called leprosy. Now, when applied to people, tsara'at was a sort of spiritual affliction, or what is referred to as tsuris, that could only be diagnosed by a kohen, a priest, not a doctor. Now, this is an aspect that doesn't come out so well amongst many people's interpretations of it, but if they study, they will find that when we apply this terminology of the leper, or what's called the skin disease, the mitzora and tzara'at, it was a sort of a spiritual. The way it's diagnosed here in Torah is not just looking at the physical aspects, but also at the metaphysical or the spiritual aspects, which could be only diagnosed by one, such as a Kohen or a priest, and not by a doctor. Just so I want to hold that in mind, because there were ones who were, quote, doctors to treat diseases, right? But this right here is more of a spiritual. There's a spiritual, an unseen aspect. And this is interesting with the connection of the mitzora, the skin disease, or in the KJV called the leper, and the Hebraic idea of the motzi ra, the one who brings forth ra, like ra-ra, right? You know, bad word sound, you know, like evil, like speak evil or slander. Now, as we go into what the scripture says here, it says, if there's white or pink patches that appeared on a person's skin, if white or pink patches, and this is one of the areas in scripture that more than two decades ago, this was a kind of one of the easy areas to go to say, well, if the children of Israel were white folks, then it wouldn't be so much like a white patch or whatever on their skin. So just to point that out there, because remember what happened with Moshe. Moshe was said to Jehovah that, well, the people are not going to believe me. He felt that the people were not going to, you know, admit as truth if he told them that the Elohim of the Hebrews, not other people's Elohim, right, the no-gods, the pseudo-trinities, but the true triunity appeared to me, that people won't believe me. And therefore, Moshe was instructed in two signs. One was the sign of the rod, right, the casting it down and it turning into a tanim or, you know, a nahash, you know, because both words are used, right, turning into some sort of a beast or a, quote, serpent, right? And the second sign was where he put his hand in his bosom, right? And he took it out and it turned, according to the translator, white as snow, and then he put it in and it turned to his other flesh. So this kind of builds on that right there from Exodus, right? So if white or pink patches appeared on a person's skin, the afflicted person was required to contact a Kohen, Kohen in Hebrew, word for priest, for an examination. If the Kohen, the Hebrew priest, detected one, so here's what the Kohen or the priest was to detect. So the Kohen and the priest, if he detected two hairs that had turned white within the spot, or secondarily, a piece of healthy skin in the middle of the spot. In other words, a healthy piece of skin in the middle of the afflicted spot of skin, he was declared tamei, or like contaminated or unclean, tamei, and then had to follow the prescribed Torot, direction instructions, for ha mitzora, for the leper in the translation KJV, or for the skin disease. Person afflicted with tzara'at, with skin, some sort of a skin disease. Otherwise, if he didn't detect that, this person was declared tahor, or clean. On the other hand, if the Kohen, the Kahin, the priest, suspected tzara'at, but he suspected, the afflicted person was quarantined. And this is interesting with the past 2 years and the COVID. You know what I mean? Because people might read this and say, oh, why are they doing that? They're quarantining people, like in the Bible, the scripture. But one thing happens when there's some disease or something's affecting people and other people can catch it. People that don't seem to have a problem with, you know, accepting quarantine, like even nowadays. It's interesting that we have this right here thousands of years ago for a health-related crisis. So over the past 2 years, it's interesting, people were even self-quarantining themselves. So health is very, very important. And to see right here in the heart of the Torah, we have a health situation, right? But if the priest suspected that there was dis-ease, tsara'at, but was not sure, unsure, the afflicted person was quarantined and was required to perform teshuvah, in the ancient pointing of Hebrew, modern Hebrew, teshuvah, repentance. The word actually means to turn, like a change of mind, or if one is going the wrong way, do like a 180. This is the sense of the Hebrew term teshuvah, because shuv means to turn, teshuvah, to do a turn, make a change, right? So this also emphasizes the spiritual or the psycho-spiritual. We like to use the term psycho-spiritual because it points to that inner couple. It points to the spirit and the soul, right, within man, or the psychology, you know, the psychology and the inner spirit of man, which we know that, you know, as a man thinketh, you know, one can become, you know, we know that thoughts can affect our health. Sometimes even thoughts can affect, you know, so much so that they manifest in outer things in our body, right? So teshuvah, thinking differently. If a second evaluation indicated that the spots had grown larger in size, the person was declared tameh or contaminated or unclean and was subject to the torot, direction, instruction for ha-mitzorah, dwelling, quote, as the scripture says, outside the camp until the person was completely healed. Because what's interesting about what is called leprosy here in Leviticus chapter 12 to 13 actually seems to be contagious and not like what we call so-called leprosy so much today. And the effects also appear to be different. You know, in other words, leprosy today, it has morphed into things like elephantitis. And that's interesting because that's polarized, most dangerous diseases. And it's interesting we have these reggae tunes, and this is why we connect these tunes here with this Torah reading and feeding to give more substance according to the teaching of His Majesty. Lastly, but not leastly, right here, if someone was diagnosed with tsara'at, right, sometimes translated as leprosy, but better as skin disease, they were forced to leave the community and sometimes even live in a state of exile. Now, of course, this sounds very, very harsh, but let's not be hypocrites. If there's some dis-ease, sometimes even with your family, you love your family, but if you see them suffering, you're not going to say, oh, I'll catch it with you because now both of y'all are sick and you can't heal the other person. No man can give for his brother a ransom. So right here, he had to tear his clothes. So therefore, when this one was diagnosed, this one had to tear their clothes like a mourner and put a shroud over his face, descending to his upper lip, and remain alone. If anyone came near ha-mitzorah, the leper, the skin disease, the afflicted one, was required to cry out, tameh, tameh, tameh. And it was unclean, unclean, like contaminated, stay away. Do not become impure because of me. No one was permitted, right, to come within at least 8 or so feet of that particular person. Once again, as we study what this thing appears to be in the Torah, it appears to have a significant aspect of contagion to it. So let's understand that, right? While so isolated, the person would have the opportunity to perform teshuvah or repentance and therefore to seek a spiritual rebirth, right, as described in the following Torah reading and feeding that's usually part of a double portion, and that's mitzorah. But here, in this year, in this time, in this season.
For this double course. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. The condition of poverty and slavery, this old jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't
it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in a Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, the only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're from beneath my ass, the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down. On the ground, no time to play around, no time for games, yeah, mess around. Are we are the problem, are we always the cause? Throw the box on the creator, I know why we are the ones to say bubble and a hater. Them could have never touched the 19, them could have never touched the one who the Most High appointed. Are we far from grace, we told you this, no attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Little girl, I'm on my bending knees. Why just won't you come no boy. Lady and then you should take retire. Brave like Lord, them call him child. You know fi call you no man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take aya knife boy. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng, watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng, catch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng, ka 00119. Kayelo man make you feel so fine. Me chatta me lyric, me chatta me na rhyme. Me na eat like me pull up a rhyme. Kayelo man him na commit no crime. Ka zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell you yellow man, I'm too much girlfriend. Can't offer the matter, but me not a no girlfriend. You are idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. For all of them have yellow children. Kingston, I don't have me a pen. None of them ask me, oh me, I'm no girlfriend too.
All give thanks and praise unto the Most High, because the motion be the clothes pertains unto a man, because all these things are abomination to the Lord God. Yeah. Cause every day the girls dressed up in her trousers. I say, what happened to your shirts and blouses? Why can't I man see you in your dresses? Cause these things unto judge and I'll please it. And every day them a worship vanities. And your greatest love is jewelry. Mind ya lick you with diseases. Hey. Mind ya lick you with diseases. Wow. Hey, the most dangerous diseases. I said the most dangerous diseases. I'm talking like the elephantitis. The other one is the poliomyelitis. Arthritis and the one diabetes. You see, cause every day that's a turning Bible pages. From Proverbs forward to Genesis. From Revelation to Ecclesiastes. But let me tell you, tell me we love it. And the love of the world it decreases. While every day man a build explosives. The corruption of the world it exposes. Mind jolly kill with diseases. They on a big fat thing named Bam. But as we reach at the dance gate, the gate man a hold up on me woman hand. One box me give me nine blasted bass. Money scatter out all over the place. Babylon bought me with a big 38. Hear me now say, let go me hand gate man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate man, let me come in. You sleep on the cellar with me live on for pain. And anything me eat it up me eyes gold and clean. Me beat road, me ache man, me cabbage and me brain plan. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. You love brag and you love show off, Lord. Your mouth long like a shovel mouth shark. Put me neck on a block and even chop it off. Put it in a wheelbarrow, fling it down a wharf. Me dopey come back and it's still a laugh. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Take your $5 out of my $20, Lord. Give me back my $15 change. Cause when you get a dance, get your axe to swing, Lord. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in.
Me skull bone connecting to me jawbone. Me jawbone connecting to me collarbone. Me collarbone connected to me chest bone. Me chest bone connected to me rib bone. Me rib bone connected to me spine bone. Me spine bone connected to me leg bone. Me leg bone connected to me knee bone. Me knee bone connected to me ankle bone. Me say me ankle bone connected to me toe bone. Me toe bone connected to me toenail bone. What a holy for bone. Come let me tell you, me say skin, flesh and bone are for me own. Jaman say Nicodemus have for my shit and go home. And some of them attack about me here one coma.
You know we are Israelites.
Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. And ye shall live, and ye shall live, and ye shall live, and ye shall live, and ye shall live.
And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live, 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 that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Because all these things are abomination to the Lord God. Yeah. give thanks and praise unto the Most High. If I was to worship it, it could have pretended unto a man. Because all these things are abomination to the Lord God. Yeah. Cause every day the girls dress up in a trousers. I say, what happened to your skirts and blouses? Why can't I man see you in your dresses? Cause these things unto judge and not please. And every day them a worshipping vanities. And in your grace, in your grace, in your jewelry. Mind your liquor with is easy. Hey. Mind your liquor with is easy. Why, yeah. The most dangerous diseases. I said the most dangerous diseases. I'm talking like the elephantitis. The other one is the poliomyelitis. Arthritis and the one diabetes. You see, cause every day that's a turning Bible pages. From Proverbs forward to Genesis. From Revelation to Ecclesiastes. But let me tell you, say me wisdom increases. And the lust of the world, it decreases. While every day, man, I build explosives. The corruption of the world, it exposes. Mind jolly cure with diseases. Hey, mind jolly cure with diseases. I said the most dangerous disease.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
And here the fourth Aliyah, Here we're at Rib'i, the fourth Aliyah for Shabbat Tazria. Here picking up with verse 24. O Basar, ki yihye be'oro, mika rata eish, where Hayata Wahita Mikhayat Ha Mikawa Ha Mikwa Mikva Pa Hereta Le Bana Adam Demet O Le Bana Bana Bana.
The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest.
Picking up right here, verse 24, or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a labana white bright spot, somewhat reddish, adam demet, somewhat reddish or labana or white, then hakohen the priest, the kohen, shall look upon it and in the hole. Hine, look, see, here it is. If the hair in the bright spot be turned white and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, look on it, and he may look sight, and that whole, behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall shut him up 7 days, and HaKohen shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be
spread much abroad in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean. For it is an inflammation of the burning, the burning, the burning, the burning, the burning. And here we are at the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi, the fifth aliyah for Shabbat Tazria. Weish o Isha ki yihye bo naga, naga. Bir rosh o
If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, head or the beard, head or the beard, head or the beard, head or the beard.
Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, verse 29. If a man or a woman with ish or Isha have a plague upon the head or beard. Kia yihye boa naga naga. Be rosh o be zakan. Then HaKohen, the priest, shall see the plague, the naga, naga, naga. Nega. And he may look, see, behold, here it is. If it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow or blonde, a yellow thin hair, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean, 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 unclean.
And behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair,
a yellow thin hair,
thin hair, thin hair, thin hair, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard,
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 upon the head or beard, upon the head or beard.
It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the rosh, the head, or zakan, beard. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, look on the naga, the plague of the skull, and he nay, look, see, here it is, and oh, behold. It be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall shut up him that hath the nega, the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day, HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the nega, the nega, the plague, and he nay look sight. Here it is, and oh, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow or blonde hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall he not shave. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day, HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the skull, and he nay, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look on him, and he nay, look, see, here it is. And now, oh, if the skull be spread in the skin, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall not seek for a yellow hair, for a blonde hair. He is unclean. But if the scar be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black here grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then HaKohen the Kohen shall look, and he may look, see, here it is. If the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean, 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 clean,
clean, clean. Well, you don't test.
For this double course, sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. And here, Chabarim, is the Shalishi. And here, Chabarim, we're at the sixth. Here, we're at the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah for this Shabbat Tazriah.
And the man whose hair has fallen off his head, he is bald. Yet is he clean, 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 yet is he clean.
Weishakia yiamareta roshoa kereahu tahor hu. Here for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, here at verse 40. And the man who's here is fallen off Rosho, his Ras, his head. He is bald, yet is he clean. And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of Rosho, Rasu, his head, toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look upon it, and he nay. Look, see, here it is. And that, oh, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His nega, his plague, is in his head, in his rosh, in his ras. And the leper in whom the nega, plague, is, his clothes shall be rent, ripped, and rosho, his ras, his head, bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, 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 unclean. All the days wherein the nega, the plague, shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the nega, plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin. And if the nega, the plague, be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a nega, plague of leprosy, and shall be shewed to HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall look upon the nega, the plague, and shut up it that hath the nega, the plague, 7 days. And he shall look on the nega on the seventh day. And if the nega, the plague, be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in a skin or in any work that is made of skin, the nega, the plague, is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen or in anything of skin wherein the nega, the plague, is. For it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look, and hine, look, see, here it is, in the hole, the nega, the plague, be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, then HaKohen shall command that they wash the thing wherein the nega, plague, is, and he shall shut it up 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, Then the Kohen, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, the I face, Oja, will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the I servant away in anger, the I has been I, and I help, leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, Hailei, the power of my Yeshua, of my salvation.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
מזמור כ"ז לדוד. אדוני אורי וישעי, ממי אירא? אדוני מעוז חיי, ממי אפחד? בקרוב עלי מרעים לאכול את בשרי, צרי ואויבי לי, המה חשלו ונפלו. אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, וזאת אני בוטח. אחת שאלתי מאת אדוני, אותה אבקש. שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני, ולבקר בהיכלו. כי יצפנני בסוכו, ביום רעה יסתירני בסדר ההולו. בצור ירוממני, ועתה ירום ראשי על אויביי סביבותיי, ואזבחה באהולו זבחי תרועה, אשירה ואזמרה לאדוני. שמע אדוני קולי אקרא, וחונני ואמני. לך אמר ליבי בקשו פני, את פניך אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תת באף עבדך, עזרתי היית. אל תתשני ואל תעזבני, אלוהי ישעי. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יאספני. בורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורח מישור למען שורריי. אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר ופיח חמס. לולא האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים. קווה אל אדוני חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Let's speak a couple of first words for today's daily psalm. The Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin. Psalm 27, Psalm XXVII, Psalm XXVII, Le David, of David. Superscription to today's daily psalm. It's a psalm, yes. If you look into the King James Version, before we ride up with the Royal Amharic from the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi, Garmawi, Chayla Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Samuna Yitbarek, yes, I, blessed be the name. So here we have Lid David of David. Now, here's a couple of interesting points before we ride up, because some of these things that we find here, even in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, the Psalter, the Sefer of the Tehillim. Tehillim, in today's daily psalm, the Royal Amharic, we have Elilta, the Elilta. Hopefully we can note that when we come across that particular verse. But today's daily psalm is a psalm for the high holidays, the Isla days. Here we have the Shabbat Zakor in the season. Here the Shabbat Zakor. So here a couple of first words for this psalm in connection both with the first principles of the oracle of HaElohim, the Dibrei Elohim, the what be the first principles, the objective truth, right, the objective reality, right, and then also as it applies even right here. So we have Psalm 27 for the high holidays. Now we did an audible, evergreen, you know, audible right there, you know, hope to share, you know, ones may have hopefully already heard that, but here, before we ride up with the Royal Amharic, some notes need to be noted here. Now there's Nassim X. Let's see if we have him on the board as well, Nassim X, because perhaps he can play this before as we are seeking to coordinate. I think it's called Psalm 27, but it's in there. It's in the year. It's the soar. It's something known as SOARS. It's a recession, right? R-E hyphen session, but it's from Nassim. A black man, you could say, who converted, as one would say, and even he acknowledged that, to the Hasid, Yehudinet, or Judaism, you know, to that particular, you know, but he's done some rap and hip-hop and also some very interesting Hebrew shit, some here on the air, and also share this particular tune here. He's with what, Nassim X, forget what his former, you know, rap name, but this is, you know, means miracles, you know, in the Hebrew, Nassim X, with Simon Benzaquen, B-E-N-Z-A-Q-U-E-N. I mentioned that because it is the, I think it's the first, is it the first verse? The first verse and the seventh verse. Yeah, the first verse and the seventh verse is what the, I think he's Simon Benzaquen is the rabbi, and so he's chanting the verse, and Nassim, you know, chanting these verses, verse 1 and 7, and Nassim is bringing forward his lyrics, his relics regarding sores, and it's very, very interesting, like to share that as well, and if you shared it already, let's just share it again, just to give ear, right, even from first hearing. So here, I think he rides up with some would, instead of the tetragrammaton, or in the lexicon, Sister Mariama Tanay, with that recent, from, what was it, the 13th of March, 2019. You can get a hear, give ear, here on the Blog Talk Radio, Discipleship Radio, also the link with blogtalkradio.com, LOJ Society, and you can find those links at RastafariFoundation.org. But she brought forward a presentation and part of a research and a study on tetragrammaton in the lexicon. So now, some of the things that I'm saying right here are also going into, in some cases, in some more detail, giving some points of reference. But sometimes some Yehudi would not say the Yod Hey Wah Hey, the tetragrammaton, may say Hashem. Others will say Adonai, right? Or Doni Adonai. Some Yehudi will say Adonai in their particular pronunciation. Adonai. Now, interesting, the Adonai name also appears in some very, we could say, some very special places, even in the Ethiopic Devasanat and the liturgy, some of the other prayer books that are used, the Devasan, almost like the Ethiopic Midrash, some of the studies, the Hagagoria. There's the different technical names that are used for some of these documents, but they're part of the manuscript, the true berry, so to speak, you know, of the Judeo-Christian, the growth of this Judeo-Christian faith of the King of Kings, even of we, the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, we Rastafari Yehudi of Moa Anvesa and Negeta Yehuda. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here we have Lit Dawid. We would enunciate this here just to touch on the first verse to give one a hear. Right here, Yahuwah Ori, where Yishaiya, Mimi Yira, Yahuwah Ma'oz Chayai. Mimi, Efchad. Now, what we have here, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Right? Yahweh, some may say, Yahweh Ori, Yahweh Ori, Yahweh Ori, where Yishaiya, Mimiya, Yira, Yahweh, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimiya, Efchad, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Yahweh Ori, Yahweh Ori, my light, he who be, we be, my light, and Yishii, my Yeshua, my salvation, my victory. Mimi, Ira. Who, me, or from who, ira, will I fear, from who will I fear, in that sense, in the Hebrew, but whom shall I fear, me, ira, who, from who, ira, will I fear, Yahuwah, ma'oz, hayai, me, efchad, Jehovah is the stronghold of my life, of whom, me, of who, from who, Efchad. From who, of whom, in that sense of whom or from whom, shall I, Efchad, be afraid? be afraid. Now, KJV brings it out, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Stronghold, the strength, ma'oz. We have ma'oz, the hayai, the ma'oz, the ma'oz. The ma'oz is a fortified place, a place for defense, but at the root is the oz, the oz. Oz, you have oz, the uzi, uzi, my strength, oz, strength, ma'oz. Ma'oz is a place that's fortified. Ma'oz is a place that's strengthened, right, like a fort. When I say fort, even in the, going to the Latin and the earlier languages, fort, fortis, strength, strong, stronghold, the stronghold of hayai, 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 my high, my high, hayai, my life. So this is one of the verses right here, the first verse. Now, in this psalm is seen a hymn of confidence, even with one of the Bible softwares where they kind of have like also a little theme, you know, section bar, almost like within the Scofield Study Bible, some of the sections, you know, would have, you know, like a subsection explaining this area. It's interesting because some of those breakdowns of the section, when you look into the Hebrew, these are some of the open and closed places. Right, we also have that reflected in His Majesty's Bible when we're looking at the text and learning to read the text. Not just read the text, but also read how it's structured. So here we have ka'egziar hergar yallo so diferek, diferek, diferek. Ka'egziar hergar with egziar, the sustainer, yod hey weh Yahweh, Yahweh, with he who be who he be, yallo so diferet, the diferet, diferet, the boldness, the diferet, the confidence, the diferet, here in the good sense, the diferet, right, that a man has, that a human being has with egziyar, with the sustainer, the good, the open-handed, the generous, ab, with Elohim ha'ab, with he who be who he be. So we have this psalm, this hymn here, the hymn for the high Isla days, holidays, Psalm 27, as a hymn of confidence, speaking of confidence. The author is confident in the victory of Adonai, Adoni, his protection, itection, guidance and itection. And here he asks Ha'adon, asking the Lord, the sovereign, to vindicate him. So this is what we ask. So we're just getting some of the first words so we can give praise. It's like musicians would study the song sheet, the music sheet, the notes, would maybe reason on even interpreting the music, you know, the word, sound, power. Remember that the word is before sound. So here we have this first verse here. John, Jehovah is my light. He illuminates my uncertainty, cheers my outlook, and floods my troubled life with brightness. Now, in Latin, in the Latin, the Vulgate Bible, the translation is Dominus Illuminatio Mea. Dominus Illuminatio Mea. Illuminatio, Illuminatio Mea. Dominus. That the Lord is. This is the text that was chosen as the motto of Oxford. Oxford University's motto is its first word in today's daily psalm, the Kaf Zain Psalm, Psalm XXVII, Psalm 27. It's today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. So we have, the Lord is my light. Yahuwah Ori, 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 my light, my illumination. He enlightens my heart and my mind. He is my light and my deliverance, my salvation, my victory. Light is often used as a metaphor for deliverance, a metaphor for victory, a metaphor for salvation, and the life, the baraka, that light, that or, the or, Yawari, Yishai, my light and my salvation. We have other psalms, Psalm 37 and 6, Psalm 97 and 11, Psalm 112 and 4, Isaiah, Yeshaya, Esaias, chapter 49, verse 6. Chapter 51, verse 4, and Micah, chapter 7, verse 8, where we have this connection of light. Bamarinya, we have Egziavia Verhanena Medhaneteno, Emiasaran Mano, Egziavia Yahiwate Metamanyawano, Emiasanegateng Mano. Get into that as we ride up right there, but the light, my light, Barhane, my Barhane, here in the Hebrew we have Ori, Ori, my light. Another option one would say is that the light here refers as well to the divine, the divine guidance, that illumination, that illumination. You know, when they say that sunlight is the best anesthetic, did they say that? Anesthetic, something of that effect, that it cleans, it cleanses, thus that light, the divine guidance in Psalm 43:3 that is brought out. Whom, from whom shall I fear? This is a rhetorical question. It's not like, whom shall I fear? You sit down, oh, I fear this, I fear. No. Mimira. Because he who be who he be is my light, my illumination, and my Yeshua, my victory. Mimira is a rhetorical question. It anticipates the answer, no one, none. Whom shall I fear? No one, none. Yahuwah ma'oz hayai. Mimira efchad. He who be who he be is the stronghold of my life, the strength, the strong place, the fortress of my life. Mimira efchad. Of whom, from whom shall I be afraid? Another rhetorical question here. It anticipates the answer. No one, none. Overs said, anticipate that answer, but it's an unsaid answer. Overs, right? Because a rhetorical question. Who? From who? Because he who be who he be is my light, is my Yeshua, Yeshi, is the Ma'oz Chayai. Right? So that's the first verse right there that is brought forward, right? The first verse right there in today's daily psalm. Now, what's interesting is that when we listen to the Nisim X tune, right, it's that verse, and then moving forward here to the seventh verse. But now how it's said, the first verse, I think they say Hashem. I think the Rabbi Simon Bezakwen says, Hashem Ori, Weishi, Mimi, Yah, Hashem Ma'oz, Hayai, Mimi, Efchad. I think he says the Hashem. You know, others will say Adonai, Ori, Yishai, Mimi, Yira, Adonai, Ma'oz, Hayai, Mimi, Efchad, in that sense. You know, right? And, you know, as you said once again, to get a little more of a very good research and presentation of the facts, check out Mariama Tanei's The Woman Wednesday Tetragrammaton in the Lexicon. All right? So here we're at the Zain verse of today's daily psalm, Kaf Zain, at the seventh verse. And here we have Shema'ah. Yahuwah, Shema'i Yahuwah, Shema'ah Yahuwah, Jehovah. Here he would say, Shema Hashem, Makoli, Ekra. Hear, O Jehovah, when I call with my voice, Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra. Now, is there anything Ekra? Ekra, I call. Kara, he called, to call, Kara. We have Wayikra, and he called, and Jehovah called out. A shout out to Moshe, even here as we begin Wayikra. We have Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra, my voice, I call, I shout out, V'chaneni, V'eneni, V'chaneni, some say V'chaneni, V'eneni, V'chaneni, V'eneni, and be gracious to me, have mercy also upon I, and answer me. So these two verses, so what we have in today's daily psalm is the first three verses, Jah is his ally, thus the hymn of confidence, the victory of good over evil. In verses 4-6, Jah his protector, verses 4-6. Then we get to this seventh verse. It begins off the section that is the call for help. When I call with my voice, when I shout aloud, I call out your name, Kara, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra. My voice is calling out. I'm shouting out, Shema Yahuwah. Hear, O Jehovah, Koli, Ekra. There's a change in tone when we go through the verses. All right, just touching on the highlighting here, and it's unmistakable. After voicing his implicit trust, Elohim, in Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, he is forced by circumstances. Circumstances make me, are forcing the situation to face the realities of his position. Shots fired. They are such as to induce him and in him a mood of prayerfulness, calling. Calling with my voice, Koli Ekra. And what does he ask? Wachaneni, be gracious, have mercy, Hanan. Wachaneni, and answer, answer on I and I behalf. So what do we have here? Now, besides those two verses, that's so that when one's the one to get it here, Nassim Extune and Simon Bezaquin, just when you hear the Ring Hashem Ori, Weyishi, Veyishi, Mimi Ira, Hashem Maoz, Hayai, Mimi Efahad, and then the Shema'a Hashem, Koli Ekra, Veachaneni, Wachaneni, Wa Ineni, or Va Ineni, as they might enunciate, just to over, just to be able to receive, you know? Hymn of Confidence, the LXX, the Septuagint. Now, here we are looking at the Sefer Tehillim. It's the Hebrew, or say the Jewish, Judaic, the Psalter, right? We're looking at this right here. And here in the introductory notes, the summary, it says, the LXX, the Septuagint, adds to of David, Lid Dawid, the words before he was anointed, adding before, then we have in the Royal Amharic, Psych Eba. Psych Eba, Yadawi to Mezmor, Bamarinya in the Mitzvah of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. But here in the Yehudi or the Jewish, the Sefer Tehillim, they have this footer that the LXX adds to of David, the words before he was anointed, Psych Eba. And so dates the psalm at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution. This psalm is thought to be the beginning of Shaul's persecution. If it's well into those circumstances, revealing a spirit of implicit confidence in Jah, Elohim, in the true good, the true God, amidst perilous conditions. The composition, it falls into two divisions, two parts. There's a second part commencing at verse 7. A distinct change of tone is discernible, which has led modern commentators to suppose, or we could say assume, that we have two separate fragments joined together. But the difference may be due to a change in mood, which is easily understandable and hopefully understandable. One can come to that overstanding. In the Yehudi ritual, the rites, the Judaic rites, even though we the black Jews, even though the line of the tribe of Judah, the psalm, the mezmor, the chant, the intonation, is and was appointed for recital daily throughout the sixth moon or the month as preparation for the advent of the new year and the Day of Atonement. Now, it's interesting, one more note here, that the adversaries that we find in verse 12 are metaphorically interpreted as the promptings to uck up, the promptings to sin, the promptings to effery, the promptings to falling short, missing the mark, to sin, chat'at, from which deliverance is sought. Now, that's an interesting note right there, because one might have imagined that it's just speaking about like the so-called outer, you know, the outer enemies or adversaries, but it's also that which is within we is being addressed right here. Yes, I. So we ride up, riding up, give thanks and praise. Today's daily song. First three verses, that touch on the first verse. Yeah, let's touch on this verse here. When evildoers came upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Bikrov alai miyaraim le'ekola eta besari araya we'oiraya li heima kashlu we'naflu. They stumbled, heima, they kashlu. They stumbled, wina flew and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, against I, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against I, even then will I be confident, will I be eifident. Kachne alai. Machne lo yiralvi, imatakum alai milhamma, bezot ani boteach, bezot in this I, boteach, is confident, is eifident, even in this, confident in the victory. The victory of good over Eve, 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 over Eve.
Alright.
Here in the C-Mex tune. Here's the tune right here. Yes, I. Shema. Here it is. Shema.
Master been getting on me all day, but my feet got sores, and I ain't getting the proper rest sleeping next to dogs when they bark all night long. My fingertips is bleeding from them thorns picking cotton. And my brother's in the house, he's spoiled rotten. Yeah, he the product of my mama, but he's the seed of the plant owner, the one who hung my father. And he, I am the honor, but inside I wanna slaughter, full of rage. A nightmare I can't explain. Would write it down, but I can't even write my name. Oh, freedom, bring joy, my pain. Now do I pray to God or the conjurer? Seen others die from escape plans they conjured up. Sitting on the plantation, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The sores won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen. Truck, and if it wasn't for my trade, it would be us. I'm staring at my mother in the line, and it's for the last time, and I know it in my mind, but I can't let them see me cry, cause I seen another man do it, and he's no longer alive. The orchestra is playing, you can see the fear amongst them, they wear it on their faces, heart racing. They awake me in the dawn, they beating me, kicking me, put numbers on my arm, but I'm strong. I have to be, because I'm never leaving. Will I die by the bullet, or cause I haven't eaten? Forsaken by my God, so I feel. Cause if he heard us in Egypt, why can't he hear us here? At the concentration, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The stars won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen.
مزمور هيا سلس بك النظم هيا سبال سايك قباية داويت مزمور اكزياب هير برهاني النام داني تينو የሚያስፈራኝ ማን ነው? እግዚአብሔር የህይወቴ መታመኛዋ ነው። የሚያስደነግጠኝ ማን ነው? ክፉዎች አስጨናቂዎቼ ጠላቶቼም ስጋዬን ይበሉ ዘንድ በቀረቡ ጊዜ እነርሱ ተሰናከሉና ወደቁ። ሰራዊትም ቢሰፍርብኝ ልቤ አይፈራም፣ ሰልፍም ቢነሳብኝ በዚህ እተማመናለሁ። እግዚአብሔርን አንዲት ነገር ለመን እርሷንም እሻለሁ፣ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ የሚያሰኘውንም አይ ዘንድ መቅደሱንም እመለከት ዘንድ። በመከራዬ ቀን በድንኳኑ ሰውሮኛልና በድንኳኑም መሸሸጊያ ሸሽጎኛልና በዓለት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አድርጎኛልና እነሆ አሁን በዙሪያ ባሉ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ራሴን ከፍ ከፍ አደረገ። በድንኳኑም የልልታ መሥዋዕትን ሰዋ። ለእግዚአብሔር ቀኛለሁ እዘምርለትም አለሁ። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ የጮኩትን ቃሌን ስማኝ፣ ማረኝና አድምጠኝ። አንተ ፊቴን እሹት ባልክ ጊዜ አቤቱ ፊትህን እሻለሁ፣ ልቤ አንተን አለ። ፊትህን ከኔ አትሰውር፣ ተቆጥተህ ከባሪያ ፈቀቅ አትበል። ረዳት ሁነኝ አትጣለኝም፣ የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ሆይ አትተወኝ። አባቴና እናቴ ትተውኛልና እግዚአብሔር ግን ተቀበለ። አቤቱ መንገድህን አስተምረኝ፣ ስለ ጠላቶቼም በቀና መንገድ ምራኝ። የሐሰት ምስክሮችና መጠኞች ተነስተውብኛልና ለጠላቶቼ ፈቃድ አትስጠኝ። የእግዚአብሔርን ቸርነት በሕያዋን ምድር አይ ዘንድ አምናለሁ። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ፣ በርታ፣ ልብህም ይጽና። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ።
مزمور هيا سدس هيا سبات سايك ابا يا داويت مزمور A Psalm of David, A Hymn of Confidence, Psalm 27, The Septuagint and the Rab, the Revised Amharic Bible, then the Rastafari Amharic Bible, the Authorized Metzav Kedus of Nukus Neges Ketamawi Halasalase, as the Septuagint adds to of David the words before he was anointed, or Saikava, before he was anointed. And so dates the psalm, the Mezmur, at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution. It fits well into those circumstances, revealing a spirit of implicit confidence in Elohim Kedus Selassie amidst perilous conditions. The composition falls in two divisions. The second part commencing at verse 7. A distinct change of tone is discernible, which has led modern commentators to suppose that we have two separate fragments joined together. But the difference may be due to a change in mood, which is easily understandable. In the Hebraic and the Judaic, the Jewish ritual, the psalm, Psalm 27, is appointed for recital daily throughout the sixth month as preparation for the advent of the new year and Day of Atonement. A note here, the adversaries that we find in verse 12 are metaphorically interpreted as the promptings to sin, or the yitzer ha'ra'a, right, or the kafata zinbale, the inclination to sin, or to chatiyat, from which I liver into sort. So it's important to note that the adversaries, as we come to verse 12, in verse 12 of Psalm 27, to even show the metaphysical or the spiritual, should we say, application, the spiritual application to these enemies as not being outer, just flesh and bloody enemies, but also to those promptings, to the thoughts and to the feelings that prompt us to chatiyat, to miss the mark, or to sin. So this psalm right here, Psalm 27. Let's get the KJV. We're looking at the Hebrew and the Masoretic translation in the English and in the Hebrew, as well as the Revised Amharic Bible of the King of Kings. Just looking for verse 12 where it says, "Deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against I, and such as breathe out cruelty." The word Elatoche Bamarinya, mine adversaries, or my enemies, right? Mine enemies. This phrase here is the phrase translated as, "Deliver I not over to the will of mine enemies," in the KJV, King James Targum. And here in the English from the Masoretic, it reads, "Deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries." So we have enemies, adversaries, Bamarinya, Telatoch. So it says, "Let Elatoche fekad atis teng." Do not give me to the will, to the fekad, to the will, the fekad of Elatoche, of I and I haters. And it's interesting that the footnote here in the Talim has that the adversary or enemies found in verse 12 of Psalm 27 are metaphorically, according to their type. So it's like a parable, right? It's a proverb. Right, a parable that wisely understood is understood and interpreted as the promptings to chatiyat, to the missing of the mark, or what is called commonly sin, from which deliverance is sought. So Psalm 27, a hymn of confidence. Make a note, we don't have it in the English, it says a psalm of David, but in the Royal Amharic Bible of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, as well as the Septuagint, we have Sai Keba. And Sai Keba, Keba anointed Sai, while not being anointed Sai Keba, or before being anointed Yedawit Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. Let's go to this right here. That's the Ma'awal Menfis Kadus Ahadu Amlak. Since most of us probably have and should have the King James Version translation, follow along as we chant the Royal Amharic, or the pure language of Negus Neges from the Metzaf Kadus, and we're going to read, use the translation here from the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew to the English. In other words, the translation within the Hebrew to Halim, and that's the Psalter of the Mizmor Ledavi. So, Besam Av, Menfes Kadus, Sahadu Amlaka, Mezmor haya sidist haya sabat, saik eba yedawit mezmor, egazi abe herra verhanena medahanetenu, yemia safaranye manno, egazi abe herra ya hiwete metamanya wano, yemia sadenegatane manno, Yahweh, he who be who he be, egazi abe herra the sustainer, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, Yahweh, the sustainer, is the stronghold or the strength of my life. Metam nyawano. of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon I to eat up my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against I, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against I, even then will I be confident. Sarawitim bisafar bin libe aifara selfima bi anasabin bezi etamam menalo. Now here it says in this is actually found, so here we find that is in this. When it says in this, that's the key right there. It says in this will I be confident. Bezi etamam menalo. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, the sustainer, Ekaz-Abeher, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh, he who be, who he be, all the days of my life. Ekaz-Abeherinna andid negara lemenut arsuanim ishallo. One thing have I desired of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple, to behold the graciousness of Yahweh, and to visit early in his temple. For he concealeth me in his pavilion in the days of evil. He hideth me in the covert of his tent. He lifted me up upon a rock. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Enaho, ahun bazuria balu betalatoche lai arrasin kefkefadarrega bedin kwanuma ye ilta meshawa itin shaw la egzi abe harrak enyalo izamur letamalo. And now shall my head, my Rastafari, be lifted up above mine enemies round about I. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices with trumpet sound. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, Isis, to he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises to Egzi Abeher, to the sustainer, to the good father. Abetu, Wode Ante, Ye Chohutin, Kalen Sumany, Marenina Adim Tang. Hear, Yahweh, hear, Abba, Abetu, O Father, his father, O Abba of the house, when I call with thy voice, and be gracious to I, and answer I. Hear, O Jah, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon I and answer I. Ante siten ishut balih gize avetu siten ishalom libim anten ale. In thy behalf my heart hath said, seek ye my face, thy face, O Yahweh, will I seek. Or when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said to thee, unto thy face, Avirtu, O Father, will I seek. Fitin kaine atesaur te kwetite ka bariyah fekeka atbel redato hunning atet aleny ye meda khanite mamlak hoy atetawny. Hide not thy face from I, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been I help, cast I not off, neither forsake I. Elohai Yishaiah, O power of I salvation of I and I Yeshua. Hide not thy face far from I, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake I, O God of my salvation. Abate na na teya te taunyalina egazia beherginna te kebeleng. For though my father and my mother have forsaken me, egazia beher sustaina Yahweh will take I up. When my father and my mother forsake, leave I, then Yahweh will take I up, will receive I. Avirtu, men gedehinna asa tamareng, selet elatochima bekenna men ged merang. Teach I thy way, O Yahweh, and lead I in an even path, because of them that lie in wait for I. Teach I thy way, Avirtu, O Father, his father, O Ab of the house, and lead I in a plain path, because of mine enemies, because of my haters. Ye haseta misikrochina amet anyoch tenesatoum binyalana le talatoche fekal atisut ang tisut ang tisut ang tisut ang tisut ang tisut ang tisut ang tisut. Deliver I not over to the will of I mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against I, and such as breathe out violence. Or deliver I not over to the will of mine enemies, to the will of my haters, for false witnesses are risen up against I, and such as breathe out cruelty. Ye egzia beherin chernet behiawanamidar aizen amnalo. If I had not be lived to look upon the goodness of Yahweh, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, in the land of the living, or I had fainted unless I had be lived, admitted to see, to sight, the goodness of Ekaziyavihar, the sustainer, the good father, in the land of the living. Egaziab herin tesa adrig berta libihim yitzna. Egaziab herin tesa adrig. Wait For Yahweh, he who be, who he be, is Divine Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Be strong and make thy heart take courage. Yea, wait thou for Yahweh, for he who be, who he be, is Divine Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Wait on Ekdazi Avihar, the Sustainer, the Good Father. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on Ekdazi Avihar, on the Sustainer, on the Good Father, even the Father of I and I, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christos. Amen. Glory to the Word, glory to the Son, glory to the power of our Father, the first power of the Trinity, Kanamawi Halasalas, in the name of Jesus Christos, Ketachina Med Hanantachinson. Amen. Amen.